Orada bir de duyu ben bilirler ki ama şey olsun sefer bir konuda ki okul ne sunmayız kalama ikram kumik tahkik inşallah onu ya bilen sitting down and reading usually bilen the normal method standing up sitting down four modules ha but the sitting down manner o da böyle ki bana doğru değil o bilmez mi ben onu sen böyle dedi Allah'ın nasıl salat sitting down so we get back on things. Şöyle John bize yardım ediyor ama bir namaz kılıyor. Biraz da ne oluyor tabii. We just saw people doing it. Kafayı da da böyle tutar da yaz ben de na böyle de hep bir namaz kılıyor. Yani hep böyle bir namaz kılıyor. Yaptığım bir şey ama daha bunu için bir tam kılıyor kısım mangoyu kılıyor. Niye istiyorsun? Çünkü ben sana söylüyorum. Sana ne lan? Ne hep bu bir namaz kılıyor. Niye? And you will read his posterior office. Feet, not down. The width of the feet and just one leg, the first leg in the book. Again, kneeling position, the corner of the book, and come back. So, this is what we've learned, that's what we're sharing with the religious inshallah. One of my companies in Tahir can find out. If there's anything different from that, then we can share with the religious how to perform the salah sitting down correctly. Together with that, as much as we can, what we should in the salah, what the sunnah, qiraat, the Midda Salah of the Sunnah, now we come together. Today was the last Midda Salah that we performed together. Now in the remaining 11 months we will perform our Midda Salah our own. And as we mentioned before, Isha Salah is 17 Dakas. The 17 Dakas is to write the exam to get 100% and we don't do it. If you get 100% and you do it also. So to do our complete Isha Salah, and especially now you all know the Sunnahs and everything. As our Prophet also made these four du'as. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Because every sunnah is beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me amal practice upon every sunnah. Give me deep love for every sunnah. And accept my health, wealth, time, life, resources for the khidmat of sunnah in the world. That's my life. Because that will say also, so we make du'a, Ya Allah, give us long life in the khidmat of deen. Not just long life, I do what with it. But give us long life, we make dua for mashayikh also. Allah grant them good life and good health, long life in the khidmat of deen so we can benefit. The Witr Salah also, for what is the sunnah qiraat commonly we'll hear? Subhi isma rabbika al-a'la, first rakat, surah kafirun, second rakat, surah ikhlas, third rakat. So there are different narrations of the qiraat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to recite in Witr Salah, so we can make amal upon them, we can break them up every night, alhamdulillah, we can read a different sunnat tartib or pattern, formation. So we make amal upon the sunnah because we love the sunnah, and we want to know the sunnah also. This for years now reading our own surahs. So let's now, as we mentioned last week also, one is the fikr to do the action. Then the fikr and the concern to do the action correctly. Then we have the fikr also to preserve the amal. And to preserve the amal till we reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Some amal have to be done maqfi torpe, hidden. And some have to be done with izhar. So those that are done openly, it's a whole topic altogether, we don't go into it. But certain amal if you do openly, so let's do it according to sunnah. Those that are hidden also, do it according to sunnah. When it comes to qiraat, there's almost 10 combinations of what surahs to be read in the Witr Salah. So we are going to start from tomorrow night. Tomorrow night the Witr will start on our own. So how to bring, we heard about the sunnah, now let's make amal upon the sunnah. What is the sunnah when it comes to qiraat in Witr Salah? So amongst it we mention now, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَىٰ سُورَةَ كَافِرُونَ and سُورَةُ الْإِخْلَاسِ. The second combination would be Surah Al-A'la, Subih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Surah Al-Kafirun. According to some muftis, they agree with this also. You may read in the third rakat, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. Three surahs in the third rakat. So say Surah Al-A'la, Subih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Surah Al-Kafirun, you know the two commonly. And the last rakat, all three. The third combination, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. As we read tonight in the Witr Salah. So that, my dear brothers, is that one we can patent it. Reserve for me that. Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, Alhamdulillah. That we can read, we got the sunnah at least. It's the easiest.
The fourth combination is end of Surah Al-Baqarah. Amana Rasul. Till the end. Wa'afu anna ukhillana warhamna. First rakat. Amana Rasul. Second rakat. Inna anzalnahu fi lilatil qadr. And the third rakat, Surah Al-Ikhlas. That's one combination. So we can start now thinking which one is suitable for me. Or we can break it up Monday to Sunday. We've got seven combinations already. Then three, and we can carry on rotating them. The fifth combination, same end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Amana Rasul. Second rakat will be Surah Al-Kafirun. Third rakat, Surah Al-Ikhlas. So far that comes in all the combinations. Surah Al-Ikhlas in the third rakat besides what we read tonight. The Surah Al-Ikhlas came in the first rakat. The sixth combination, Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Then Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas. That's number six. Number seven, there are different narrations over here. Some combine it also. But in the first rakat, Surah Al-Takathur, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. Or Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ Surah Al-Zilzal. Second rakat, so Surah Al-Takathur, the second rakat, Surah Al-Asr, Wal-Asr, and then Surah Al-Kafirun. Or Surah Al-Qadr, Surah Al-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ, and then تَبَّتْ يَدَ أَبِي لَهَبِي وَتَبْ. Third one, Surah Al-Zilzal, Surah Al-Kawthar, إِنَّا أَعْطِيْنَا, and Surah Al-Ikhlas. And yet they have a note that though the three surahs to be recited each rakat, as we mentioned, the last combination, three surahs in every rakat. So in the first rakat, you will recite Surah Al-Hakum Al-Takathur. Then you're going back to Surah Al-Qadr, Inna Anzalla. Then you're going to Surah Al-Zilzal. If you can picture it in your mind, the tertib. First rakat. Second rakat, Surah Al-Asr, Al-Asr. Then Ida Ja'a Nasrullah. Then Al-Hakum Al-Takathur. The third rakat will be Surah Al-Kafirun. Then you skip Ida Ja'a. The Tabbat Yada and Surah Al-Ikhlas. So three surahs in every, according to this riwayat. Then the note says, though the three surahs to be recited in each rakat do not follow the normal sequence of the surahs as you saw there was to and fro. They will still be recited in this manner, as this is how it is reported in the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Fatawa Rahimiyya, interpreted the combination above, that is number 7. There we said three surahs in every rakat. So his understanding, his interpretation of the above number 7, the 7 sequence, differently, if Fatawa Rahimiyya, according to him, the hadith provides three different combinations, reciting one surah in each rakat as per the following. He said, not three surahs in every rakat. Rather, it's one surah. And you got the sequence going across. So explaining, he says, Surah Takathur, Surah Al-Asr, and Surah Al-Kafirun. Then there's one combination it takes up from number 7. Then number 9, he will say, Surah Al-Qadr, Surah Al-Nasr, and Surah Al-Lahab. And number 10, Surah Al-Zilzal, then Surah Al-Kawthar, Inna A'atayna, and Surah Al-Ikhlas. So basically the combination till number 6 is straightforward. Till number 6 is straightforward. Allah give us tawfiq. We send this out many times before. So Allah give us tawfiq and our brothers to open the group and see what is the sunnah. Because we're not sending news on the groups. We're sending news of Akhirat, inshallah. But the news, you all are reading it. What's happening? Where the bombs are falling. But I must the boat over here to Jannat, if not the jet to it. So this is the group to open up, or any other group, we're learning some sunnah at least, and making our lives valuable, and making our salah valuable, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to share this with the mustara, the human folk at home also. This is only also for them, not only for us. To have fikr for them also, and ask them, tonight I'm reading this surah, which one are you going to read? So this is have muzakara with them. So our fikr is synchronized, everything else is synchronized, the chores are synchronized, where we're going, what we're doing. So our sunnahs also, the tonight, alhamdulillah, this is, and Allah's fadl, Allah shukr, if possibly there is some space on your fridge, then stick it on the fridge, inshallah. There's any place, otherwise the woman folk, mashallah, they have plenty of magnets there. So maybe make this a magnet also. It might stick to the fridge also. Then we can learn it every night. That there's a surahs over here. She'll remind you that tonight is Sabbath, Saturday night. So reading number 6. They start again. Yom al Ahad. Yom al Ahad, the first day of the week, number 1 again. So 1 to 6, you continue. Alhamdulillah, within few weeks, we got the sunnah. Sunnah qiraat. Now, I'm not just blindly. I'm bringing the knowledge. I'm bringing the basira, with understanding. And now, more than that, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala take us to Haramain Sharifain. When you go to Masjid al-Nabawi, now you're standing reading witr namaz there. Then you can say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I learned this from you. I learned this from you. Ruku also I learned from you. The surahs I learned from you. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen, I learned from you, Nabi of Allah. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. I took our time to go learn the surahs. Now how valuable that ziyarat will be. Otherwise you're going there. This is ziyarat, we're visiting. We read namaz how we want to, whether sunnat qiraat, no sunnat qiraat, whether we read in sunnat, whether we read in nafil. Now we learnt it. This is the beauty of coming to the khanqah, as it says, that we learn our sunnats in our life. Akhlaq comes right, ibadat comes right, iman comes right. Also imaniyat. Now you're making tawaf of baytullah. Now the iman kicks in. Ya Allah, this is where the first da'wah is given. Ya ayyuhal nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. The da'wah started here, ya Allah. And your fazal, I accepted the da'wah. That is why I'm standing here. And whose blood was shed? Ammar bin Yasir, Sumiyya radiyallahu anha, Fazal Bilal radiyallahu anhu, the sons of Makkah knew his back. Suhaib Rumi, and they are making tawaf here. Iman also is made. Iman, akhlaq, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, all the branches of deen we learn by the mashayikh. Now when we go to the markaz of it, where it came from, now the feeling is different. All came from me. I learned about this. Alhamdulillah. Also, Allah's fazal and shukr, because to a certain extent we spend time with our Hazrat also. We spend certain time. So we learn the sunnah, we learn the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah's fazal, when you go to Haramain Sharifain, then you learn to make dua. O Nabi of Allah, you like this and you like that, and your beauty, etc. And then you say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Nabi of Allah, I learnt it. I learnt it from my Shaykh. I learnt it from my Ustaz. He told me about you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah heard you are Raheem, you are Kareem. And I heard it over and over again. How we heard him, and so, oh my beloved Allah, ya Allah, we heard you are the most beloved. We are the most kind. Because we went to the majalis, and we heard it, and we learnt it. Now we went to Allah. Ya Allah, we heard, we learned that you are this. And see, the feeling of dua will be very different also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us hands that are alive with the love and the muhabbat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tonight being Laylatul Jumu'ah, here also our beloved Shaykh says, we try to avoid using the word Friday. For us is Jumu'ah. Has a different connotation, different barakat in it. Different barakat in it, it's Friday. We say it's Laylatul Jumu'ah, Yomul Jumu'ah. So you can feel it now because the same word is used in Quran Sharif. First, how? No. What do you call it? What's the ayat? Mi yom il jumu'ah. Wa idha nuzil israf mi yom il jumu'ah. Suratul jumu'ah. So using the same word, it's barakat in it. Even when it comes, we find nowadays in the Western world, now this is the messenger, peace be upon him. So we use the word Sahaba Ikram, use Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't use the word God, we say Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, we give respect, due respect to it. So these words, we maintain them and Arabicize the English language also. Allah's fazl, we learned this back in our country, our asatiza, mashayikh taught us. Now we went to Tashkil in Pakistan because those youngsters are going to British schools. So when you meet them, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, so how are you? I'm fine, good. So we say, we are English speaking, we don't even talk like this. We say, Alhamdulillah. We have made the English language Arabicized. And also Urdu. We say, bhai, we say, bhai, we say, brother, pray for me. We say, bhai, make dua for me. So keep it as is. There's a different culture and different taste in it. So we don't have to translate everything. Yes, you're speaking to a new Muslim, then you may tell him, the messenger, peace be upon him. But teach him also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that now you're getting sawab. But just using sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ten rahmat are coming upon you. So we keep it like that. And where there is respect that should be afforded, we give it the due respect. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the person who gives due respect, grandeur, to the salient features of Allah, the landmarks of deen, this is from the taqwa of your heart. Hazrat says, what are the salient features of deen? Quran, you say Quran, say Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, and he also translates the Holy Quran. Quran is no holes, it's complete. You say Quran Sharif. Ramadan Sharif, Ramadan Mubarak. I'm going to Haramain Sharifain, Haram Sharif. Not just Makkah, Medina, it's different. Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mu'azzama, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. He also, Sheikh Ayad, and he came from Palestine now. He said, don't say Al-Quds, don't say Aqsa. Quran says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Call it a masjid, not just Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala called it al-masjid al-aqsa. There was reason for that also. Because during that time, when this idol was revealed in Makkah, Mukarramah, there was idol worship in the Arab. And in al-masjid al-aqsa, there was no ibadah taking place of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala revealed his ayat, he said, fihi al-ishara wal-bishara. In these two wordings, there was ishara indication, and there was glad tidings to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are taking you from Mi'raj, from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa. The indication over here, that soon both these harams will become a place of sajda. So Allah Ta'ala said, al-Masjid, place of sajda. So soon it will happen, my Nabi. There's glad tidings for you, soon it's going to happen. So I'm taking you up to the seventh heaven to give you salah. And salah was taking place in the Masjid al-Haram also. Idol worship will be eradicated. And al-Masjid al-Aqsa became a masjid. Now they're trying to empty it. No salah whatsoever. So they open the doors again. Once again the Ummah will make tabiladeh. So these words also, Rilat al-Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah. And alhamdulillah, we find we use these words, even our children know it also. What's today? Say Jum'ah today. You say Jum'ah, not Friday. Today is Jum'ah. So the special amal of the day of Jum'ah, for every amal we join the virtue. What would I get? What is the virtue of reading, especially tonight? Durood Sharif, Surah Dukhan, Surah Al-Kahf. And we hear so many virtues, it goes in the groups. Whether we open it also. Whether we open it to see what is the virtue, we have to read the virtue to know what is the virtue, the reward for this amal. For the amal, we know. With this amal, ya Allah, what will you give me? And I have yaqeen upon it. Allah is going to give it to me. The person who recites Surah Al-Kahf, then from him right in the sky, some say right to Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala grants him nur. So in pious person, very nicely, if Allah is going to give you nur, read it Thursday night. So you've got nur from Thursday night already starting. Not Jumu'ah day, Friday, after Asr. I'm trying to jam it now. Quickly, first 10 ayat, last 10 ayat, just to save me from Dajjal. Read the whole surah, space it out for the night. Surah Dukhan also, Allah Ta'ala give a person a palace in Jannah. Now all these virtues are there. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite them also and to take advantage of these moments. Those who send durood upon Rasulullah s.a.w. are closest to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah s.a.w. said, indeed those closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who send durood upon me the most. So they say minimum of the day of Jum'ah, 300. Moderate, in between 1,000. And dhikran kathira, plenty of dhikr to fulfill the command of Qur'an Sharif, and more than that also 3,000. And doesn't take time. The shortest durood, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi, the same durood comes in 40 durood. The last one, number 25. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi ummi. Oh, if you want to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like this we can do 3,000 very, very easily. And he has says also, to finish 3,000, you won't have a carry on Jojo tank with you also, that I get very thirsty. Says you won't get so thirsty also, because it's very light in the tongue. And Allah's rahmat is upon you. Allah's special rahmat is upon you when you reach adding the root sharif. In a hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is narrated that at every stage on the day of Qiyamah, at every stage on the day of Qiyamah, the closest person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be that person who sends the most durood upon him. It has also been narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send durood upon me abundantly. See the word kathiran, abundantly. What do you say? Usallimu taslima. Plenty of durood. For you shall first be questioned regarding me in the grave. Because you'll be asking the Qabr about me. You really want to know about me and you want to recognize who I am, listen to Durood Sharif. So when you get there and you see my Mubarak face, you know that who is this Durood I was sending upon. In another hadith, it is narrated, sending durood upon me shall be a source of light for the darknesses on the bridge on the day of Qiyamah. This also is great at length of fear in Surah Al-Hadid, the 27th para. Qutb Shafi Sahib Rahimullah is only to detail in regards to the scenario on the day of Qiyamah, the riwayat of Abu Umama Bahili, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The lengthy riwayat Qutb Shafi Sahib mentions there in regards to the ayat, يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبإيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار. Then Allah speaks about the munafiqeen. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Allah speaks about نور. But such an important thing for you and I is نور on the day of Qiyamah. We need that نور. The same riwayat Abu Muhammad Bahili says that when people be raised on the day of Qiyamah, then a different junctions, the different riwayat. So when they will be raised, it will be absolute darkness at one time. And a person according to the level of his a'mal he's done in this world, Allah will grant him nur. Some people's nur will be like two massive buildings, houses. There's enough now to only supply an entire city with lights, so to say. Then you will have those that have less than that. Have people that will have nur just the amount of their stature and their height. Some less than that. To the extent that a person have nur only to the extent of his tip of his finger. And lower than that, the person will have the nur off and on. And then there will be ashad. As it says over here, sending durood upon me, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, sending upon me durood shall be a source of nur for the darkness of the bridge on the day of Qiyamah. So when they will come to the pool Sirat, the bridge over the fire of Jahannam, and below it is the fire of Jahannam. And from that, under the bridge, there will be like claws that will be coming out to grab the people and pull them down in. So when a person will come there, then some say, there will be given nur. رَبَّنَا أَكْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا We make a dua. First the person say, Allah, complete my nur, complete it. That my torch doesn't go off, load shedding. Person have load shedding on the day of Qiyamah. If you don't want load shedding on the day of Qiyamah, then shed our load now since. Get rid of it now. So Qiyamah is the day of Nur. So when they will come with the believers, Allah will grant them Nur. Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. So the Nur will be running in front of them to the right hand side. Plenty of Nur they will have. Now person has a torch. Or he has a spotlight, floodlight. So plenty, like, as a mashtut, hours of light he will have moving with him. And then the hypocrites will come. They will come with the believers in the pool Sirat. And they will say, Naqtabis min nurikum. You wish to take a bit of your nur. Just borrow us some. We're going to pass over the pool Sirat also. It will be said to them, Qtila rji'u waraakum. That you go back. Kantamisu nura. Look for your own nur now. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابُ Then a wall will be erected between the people of Jannah, those believers and the munafiqeen. بَاطِنُهُ فِي الرَّحْمَةِ The inner part of the door towards the believers will be a rahmat. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ And the opposite side will be towards the punishment. Now it's too late. The time for you to harvest your nur or to sow the seeds of it is over. Now you had the time. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah brings some a'mal over there from a hadith where a person can build this nur for himself on the day of Qiyamah. Among them is Durood Sharif. Every time we're reciting Durood Sharif, Alhamdulillah, now I'm increasing the wattage of my nur on the day of Qiyamah. And then you will see there are many other a'mal also. That a person because of which Bashir al-Masha'in bin Nur al-Tam. بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المسجد بنور تام أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم they give glad tidings to those who walk to the masjid the dark hours is dark where they take a walk to the masjid of بنور تام Allah will grant a perfect nur just they walk into the masjid now we park our cars alhamdulillah there's no more dark anymore but they still walk into the masjid So he had the niyat also, Ya Allah, this is a practice for me for my pool sirat. All that nur now. The person who turns grey, person whose beard and hair turns grey in the fold of Islam, every strand of hair becomes nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Now he needs it. The person who fulfills the taqaza and need of a Muslim brother, Allah will give him a tower of nur. So one amal Allah Ta'ala has placed in ahadith for us to build this nur, and amongst them also is Suratul Kahf. Allah will grant him the nur on the day of Qiyamah. Now to the barakat, he can see his way in front. Now he passed over the Pul Sirat and he made it. Now you know, if ever we went hunting at night, not that we went, but if anybody went hunting at night or fishing, there are many fishermen also, alhamdulillah. And if you go out of town in the farm areas where there's no lights, and you put off your headlight, you may experience how afraid you get. It's absolutely pitch dark. You can't even see your hand in the darkness. So we can imagine now, the day of Qiyamah, how dark it will be at the Pul Sirat. I can just slip. But if I did this amal, alhamdulillah, it's bright. Absolutely bright. And this to pass over Allah Ta'ala, make him pass the speed of lightning before he knows it is gone, speed of lightning. Like us, how is it in this world? I left him dust. So here also, it is gone before he knows it. Allah, I made it. How that happened? He didn't even realize it also. Unlike one person now couldn't sleep in the plane. He took a sleeping tablet, the plane stopped also, he carried on sleeping, that will leave him there for the next flight also. Couldn't get him out of the plane. And he was, mashallah, also. So couldn't even carry him out. He did a crane possibly, but he was fast asleep. They had to leave him in the plane. So shouldn't be also, there he falls asleep. The Umar, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, sending durood upon me shall be a source of life for the darkness of the bridge on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever wishes his deeds should be weighed in a very large scale. Allah will have to bring a very large scale for him on the day of Qiyamah, to send durood upon me abundantly. That even the scale, a normal scale to weigh amal will be too small for the durood sharif. What do you came with? I came with durood sharif. And Shaykh al-Hadith, the Barakatuh would say, that we have hope, great hope in this hadith for the Ummah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, different riwayat. One is about the kalima, one is about durood sharif, where a person's evil amal will outweigh all his good amal, and his heart will sink, I'm doomed. There's no turning back now, there's no rewriting, there's no sub. I failed. And at that time, a handsome, beautiful man will come and put on a piece of paper in the scale of his good amal. They have flown up because they are so light. As he places there, then that one piece of paper outweighs all his evil amal. When you open it, you will find that I have decided one durood sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who brought it? Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You have one durood upon me. Allah Ta'ala has preserved it for you. You know, Ikhlas, some say the kalima also. So the one little durood we read, we don't know how far it will take us. And you can imagine how you rejoice now, I made it. Alhamdulillah. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beautify your gatherings with durood sharif. Beautify your gatherings with durood. Sending durood upon me shall be a light for you in the day of Qiyamah. That is why you find our kabir. Now sometimes we say, maybe it's an Indo-Pak thing now. Read durood sharif. Read durood sharif. It comes in a hadith sharif. They beautify your gatherings. So ulama tell, read durood sharif. We can read now also. Sallallahu alayhi wa nabi al-ummi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how you beautify the gatherings. So mashayikh, how does it happen? Let's read durood sharif. Read durood sharif. This is the beauty of the gathering. So the Umar, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, the riwayat, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, beautify your gatherings with durood sharif. Sending durood upon me shall be light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Alama Safavi rahimahullah ta'ala narrates that sending durood in abundance means that at least 300 times daily. Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatul Ali, one of our great seniors, would also instruct his students to send durood at least 300 times daily. There's a normal ma'amul that they should carry out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sends durood upon me in a book, meaning a writing form, which our mashayikh have this habit also, the angels shall continue sending blessings upon him as long as my name remains in this book. That's why they start the kitabs with the praise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how many years those kitabs now being taught, as they're getting the reward, as long as the kitab now, the durood is in the kitab. Rasulullah said, the person who sends 100 duroods upon me daily, 100 of his needs shall be fulfilled. Now also is mentioned in the riwayat, the person who recites 100 duroods upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from after Maghrib on the night of Jumu'ah, then Allah will fulfill 100 needs of his. And they explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, 13 needs of this world. So 100 durood, 13 needs he has in this world, Allah will take care of it. And the remaining in the hereafter, Allah will store it for him. That's why Mashaykh say, any problem we have, just start durood sharif. It's impossible. It's impossible that durood sharif is rejected. This one amal is never rejected. It's never rejected. And our Hazrat explains this also. He said, durood sharif is that amal. You see at the airports, that the aeroplane, when it needs to get it to the runway, then the pilot puts it in reverse gear. Am I right? What reverse gear? No reverse gear. Because he got no review mode also. So how they come out from there? Brother saw it, well. Yeah. Little truck, we saw that truck, what do you call it? Anybody knows the name of the little truck? You see, now it connects to the front tire and it pulls it into the runway. Maybe it's called a tug. You got a tug boat also. The little boat, isn't it, that pulls the ships into the harbor and takes it out also. So the little says, look at this, such a big aeroplane. And a small truck, pulling it now to the runway. And the big ship got thousands of tons on it. But the little boat now, such power it has, it's pulling into the harbor and it's pulling it out. Hazrat says this is the power of Durood Sharif. Big amal, one Durood Sharif will pull it into the court of acceptance. One Durood Sharif. That's why we say at the beginning of the dua, praise Allah, then Durood Sharif. Thereafter, at the end of dua, Durood Sharif, praise Allah. So here Mashaykh says, impossible. It is impossible that what's between the durood sharifs gets rejected and durood is accepted. Durood on either side will get the amal accepted. That is why the Mashaykh always say, read durood sharif. Read durood sharif. You will start any amal to Bismillah durood sharif. Ending the amal Bismillah durood sharif. So in this way all the amal get accepted. But let's do one more riwayat inshallah and we'll conclude. An angel conveys our durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave, at my qabr. We believe in the unseen. One way we explain to the brothers how we get yaqeen upon the unseen. So daily effort, and this sunnah also is dying in the ummah, if not dead already. This also we learn from our honorable Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib Mubarakatuhu. Hazrat says that the sunnah at the time of making salam is when you make salam, we are taught in the kitabs. When you're making salam to the right, then you say assalamu alaikum, greeting somebody. So who are greeting? The angel. So you must register, I'm making salam to the angel here right now. So what's happening in your mind? You are tapping into the unseen, the maghibat. This practice you do every day, yaqeen will bull on the unseen. So I'm making salam to the angel. Left hand side, making salam to the angel on the left hand side also. So every namaz you make this intention is sunnah. But nobody makes that niyat anymore. We just make salam, salam, like we greeted, just fresh air. So we're making salam to someone because we say assalamu alaikum. Kum means you. I'm making salam to you. So who is you? The angel on the right and the angel on the left. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my qabr. He has given him the ability to hear the speech of the whole creation. He can hear it all at one time. So Hazrat says also at one, you say, how is it possible now? The one angel can hear everything one time. He says, it's happening. We have one MTN tower. And how many thousands of calls are going through? He's listening to everything. One dead tower. Listening to all the calls and connecting everyone. There's one, just one tower only. This is an angel Allah Ta'ala appointed. So he can take in everything. He's listening to it, all the speech of mankind, of the whole creation. Until the day of Qiyamah, there will be no person who sends durood upon me except that this angel delivers to me the durood of this person with his name and his father's name. This is the one way to get the maghfirat of our parents and father especially. As soon as we read durood sharif, then my name and my father's name has been taken in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An angel says, the son of so and so person, I send durood upon you. He takes the name of that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, in reward for every blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him for every durood. Another hadith sharif mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted one of the angels the power to hear the speech of the whole creation. This angel will remain at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grave until the day of Qiyamah. Whenever someone sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this angel mentions that person by name or his father's name. He informs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person has sent durood upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah shall send 10 blessings upon the person who sends one durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu. Minimum 10 blessings. One a drop of the rahmat of Allah is sufficient to get a work done. Allah saying 10. That is why Hakim Safran explained also. That at home also, when things start with husband and wife. So he said, what do you want to do that time? Start Durood Sharif. So start Durood Sharif and you will see you in the rahmat of Allah. Shaitan will run away. And if you have to, as this is, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So Bishara wa Sati also did that. So wife was fighting. So he said, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. She got more angry. You're calling me Shaitan Rajeem? He said, no, wazifa amrili. So there too, how you read it, as the Kim Sahib would say, and then don't blow to a hand. She might think now you're making jadu on her. And he would say, even if your wife is a jallad. Jallad kya hai? Put a whoop in hand, she's waiting by the front door for you. And he said, you're coming after Tarabi, where you went. Where you only put the GPS off also, couldn't see where you were going. Now she's waiting by the front door. He says, if you've got a wife like that, you got a wife like that, then before you reach home, start reading your wazifas. Durood Sharif 7 times. Ya Subuhu, Ya Quddusu, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Wadud. Ya Subuhu, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. Carry on reading till you reach home. And read the Durood Sharif again. But the only difficult part now is, when you get home, then you have to blow on her. So, she cools off a little bit. Or even he comes in, his own anger also. Hazrat will say, now you can't just go and blow on her. You don't know why, you might get now on backhand or something. So he says, if you Gujarati, it's easy also. You Gujarati speaking. So when you're going home also and you're just passing her, then ask her after you read your wazifas, Kem Cho. So Kem Cho, you make your dumb also one time. So learn some Gujarati also. There's barakat in it, inshallah. So subhanAllah wa kabir, they taught us so beautifully. How to make amal upon deen. Such a beautiful, romantic manner. That's why it says, fine on Allah wa'ala. To make amal upon deen, leave difficult, become enjoyable. You become enjoyable, she'll hear it also now. She'll hear it, you'll hear it now. So when you go home, it's temcho. Why? So his magaj doesn't go also. So at least now the zikr will start in the house also. So he's informed. Nabi Ali Salatu Sallam is reported to have said, whoever sends the durood upon me during the day or night of Jum'ah, whoever sends durood upon me during the day or night, tonight is the night of Jum'ah, month of Ramadan also, the last Jum'ah of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. Allah will appoint an angel to convey it to me in my grave, just as we present gifts to one another. Like how hadiyas are coming, brothers are giving us hadiyas. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, this is hadiyah to him. And imagine now, and hadith sharif said, Nabi of Allah taught us, tahadu, tahabu. Exchange gifts, it creates muhabbat. I'm sending hadiyah for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It creates muhabbat in his heart. And finally, when the bulawa will come, the call will come to Madinah Munawwara, he'll be waiting for you. Finally, he's come now. The one that will be sending so much of Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to increase our Durood Sharif. Istighfar. We have a blessed night ahead of ourselves. Alhamdulillah. Let's try to make the best of it. The least we can do is don't make sin, don't make guna, and don't get involved in la ya'ni. Min husni Islam, imari tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the beauty of a man's Islam is that he avoids those things that have nothing to do with him. La ya'ni means these futile things, wasting his time. So Allah Ta'ala save us, just the idle chit-chat, just, you know, spending and passing our time. One minute, how much Durood Sharif we can read. The Fazal Amal is also a narration, if I remember clearly, when the Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave up eating porridge. And he would eat the raw barley or wheat. He would just put a handful in his mouth. But they asked him, why are you eating it like this? He says, I calculate the time it takes me to eat this amount of barley in porridge form and to eat it raw. The time I save, I can read so many more, La ilaha illallah. When they mentioned 70 or 700, I can't remember the exact figure. But he worked out, so much time was more in just preparing that porridge and eating it. I could just eat it raw. He finished his porridge and he would gulp a glass of water. Like he made no zikr in this time. So they were so concerned about spending their time and what Allah Ta'ala made them for. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq, inshallah. Ma kuch hai, usna. Ilatul Jum'ah.